Do you wish you had reliable whole food plant-based meals that were quick, simple, and actually tasted good? Would you like to find your new favorite healthy drinks, snacks, and desserts that make you smile big? Then you're going to love the Power on Plants cookbook. Inside, you'll find our family's favorite recipes that give us more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. Our clients taste tested these recipes and have given their rave reviews. And then I gathered them all up into one delicious collection just for you. Rich Alfredo sauce, creamy tomato soup, tasty burgers, mouthwatering dressings, nacho cheese sauce, brownie batter hummus, and so many more. You no longer have to choose between healthy and delicious. Grab your cookbook and all the current bonuses at poweronplants.com/cookbook today. That's poweronplants.com/cookbook. You were born to live in freedom. What does that mean to you? Well, it can mean a lot of things. We're going to talk about one thing in particular, but maybe today for you that looks like, hey, I'm stuck inside these four walls all day long. It will wear you out. Pop in your earbuds while you're listening to this podcast. Put on your tennis shoes, get on a jacket, bundle up in five layers if you need to. Like we just did, we just went on a family walk. We gathered everybody. It's the middle of the day. And we said, let's get out, even though it's winter. It's not snowing. It's not raining right now. It's cold. For our area, it's cold. You may be somewhere colder where that's not possible, but get your body moving. Pop in those earbuds while you're listening, but you don't have to just sit and listen. Do something else. Get your body moving. Get going, because in movement, there is freedom. And today, we're talking about gaining freedom from restriction in your life. Restriction. You know, you think about dieting, and that's why I don't like calling this a whole food plant-based diet. You'll see us use that term because that's what people search. We have so many people tell us that when they get on the podcast app and they're searching and they find us, they're looking for whole food plant-based diet. That's what they're typing in. We've got to escape the dieting mentality, though. Even though you hear us using that word, we're talking about way of eating, not dieting. So we're going to show you today some ways that you can escape restrictive thinking and gain the freedom that you were created to enjoy. Hey, sister, welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. Are you tired of staring into the fridge wondering what to eat so you can just feel better? Do you want to avoid spending hours in the kitchen making complicated meals in the name of health? Would you love to leave fatigue behind and finally have the energy to do all the things you want to do? Hi, we're Jared and Anita Roussel, Christ followers, healthcare professionals, parents of four, and big fans of great tasting food. We too tried exercising more, eating natural and clean foods, but we still found ourselves struggling with what we thought were changes that come with age or bad genes. And we weren't finding answers the traditional route, so we dug into the research and created our secret nutritional weapon, sustainable plant-based living. The truth is, you can eat more whole plant foods, and it's not hard. You just need the way that's realistic and delicious so you never feel deprived. If you're ready to enjoy your meals, no longer be held back by your health struggles, and actively live your life, then you're in the right place. So grab your favorite plant-based cup of happy, pop in those earbuds, and let's get started. Many people think of whole food plant-based eating as restrictive. And I'm going to tell you, Jared and I have experienced this lifestyle for years, and we've helped many other people, our patients and our clients, do the same. And what we know is it's not restrictive. It brings freedom. And as a believer, you've got to tell yourself, this is another lie of the enemy that I've believed, if you have believed that it's restrictive. I want you to think about that for a minute. If in Genesis, God tells us the way we were created was to eat whole plant foods and seed-bearing plants. That's what it says in Genesis 1:29. We then know we can take what was in the garden, how we were originally designed to eat and function the best. We know that living that way is going to bring freedom to our body, wellness to our body. We don't have to question that. But if you do question it, just in case you do, and you still feel like it's restrictive, start digging into the research for yourself. We spent years looking at research. We spent years looking at other people looking at research. We've looked at our own bodies. We've looked at the results of our clients and our patients. And it's amazing every time, time after time, what we see is freedom, freedom, freedom.
Here's what my assessment is on this whole situation. What we're led to believe is that what we eat really doesn't play that big of a role in our health.
Because
we're taught that it's either bad luck or bad genes.
Mm-hmm. That causes health issues. Yeah.
Even during my training, they would say yes, like for someone that has type 2 diabetes, yes, encourage them, diet and exercise, but when that fails, here's the pill. Now, mm-hmm. did they actually say those words? No. But that was pretty much the attitude of it. Mm-hmm. So I feel like the overarching theme and attitude throughout our society is that food, yes, we know that you need to eat your fruits and veggies, but does it really play that big of a role? No, probably not. So here's what I like to eat. I have my steaks, I have my cheese, pizzas, I have this, that, and the other. So much of our diet consists of animal-based products that when we look at, I've got to make a change from that, mm-hmm. they don't see anything else. It's like there's a huge world waiting for them behind the curtain, mm-hmm. but they don't know because they can't see it.
Oh, my word. And I just had flashes of Price is Right in my mind. Like, what's behind the curtain number two, Bob? I mean, seriously.
Freedom.
If you just knew freedom was there waiting for you and all it was going to cost you, right? Let's look at it as an investment, okay? As a believer, this is not a cost. This is an investment in your ability to live out your God-given gifts. If God's given you gifts and dreams and you can't live those out because you constantly are stuck, because you don't feel well, because you can't have the energy or summon up the energy that you need to do more than just get through the day, all those extra things, those extra desires God's laid on your heart that you want to do in this world, the people you want to help. All those dreams he's given you. Yeah, he's given you dreams. I know he has. He keeps showing us time after time that he has these plans for you. But you've got to gain the freedom from restrictive thinking.
But it's not just the people that you know, like friends, family members, coworkers that are relying upon you. Just think, 5-10 years from now, there are people that need you for what God's called you to do. So there are
yes.
people you don't even know that are relying upon you.
Absolutely. They are out there waiting and praying and just wishing and hoping that someone would show up to help them. And you already have the answer because you've already walked through the thing that they need help with. You know what I'm talking about. It's your business experience. It's the experience you have of going through grief or loss. It's the experience that you have through having children. You're a mom. You're a homeschooling mom. Maybe you could help someone with homeschooling. How are you going to do that if you don't feel like it? If you don't have the energy you need, sure, maybe you could do a little bit, but right now you're just trying to survive the day. You can't even see beyond, but you know God's given you the dream. He doesn't want you to stay stuck.
He wants you to show up 100%.
Absolutely. And you've got to feel 100% to show up 100%. I know I spent so many years not feeling 100% and just wondering, why do I feel this way? And not knowing all along, the answer was right there in Genesis. The answer was right there in the research that backs up Genesis. We don't have to wonder, oh, but didn't later on. God allowed us to do a lot of things in the Word. Look at it. Look at the different things he allowed people to do that wasn't his original plan and how that went for them. And I'm not going to go in depth into all that kind of stuff. Just go back to the garden. God is working to get us back to the garden. He's coming back here to live with us. You know, we think about, oh, we just want to live and then, you know, survive this life because this world is not our home. And then we want to get to heaven and glory. The glory days will be there. Well, he wants you to have some glory days here. You know, your life is about more than just crossing over the golden shores and reaching the joy-filled place where you'll have nothing but bliss. He is coming back to rule and reign on earth with you as his ambassadors. You're already his ambassador here on earth. And an ambassador can't just sit there and not do anything because they don't feel like it. You have a responsibility. You have to be a steward. He's going to say one day, either well done, good and faithful servant or not. So you have this responsibility. What do you do with the gifts he's given you? And you have to feel well to do it. And what are you doing with the body he's given you? Well, you're listening to the podcast, so you have the ability to know, I need to eat the 5 power foods. I need to eat fruits, veggies, whole grains, nuts and seeds, legumes, and I always throw in herbs and spices because they're also seed-bearing plants, right? They're great for us. They're really good for us. So you want to be getting these foods into your life. We know what the 5 power foods are. These are the healthiest foods on the planet. The Bible says it, but it is backed up by research time and time again. Not only that, we've lived it. We can tell you we've walked the path before. That path you've walked before that you're going to help somebody escape their troubles from, that you're going to encourage and lead somebody along on, we're doing that for you because we've been there. We understand what it's like to feel exhausted or to have aches and pains and not know, why is this happening to me? There's got to be a better way. And I'm trying and doing the things that people say is healthy, like eating the better cheeses that don't have the added hormones, but never mind, it's already filled with hormones because it's a hormone-based lactation product of an animal. It's a mammary secretion of an animal that is filled with hormones by nature. But nobody's telling you that. They're just like, drink milk. Milk does the body good.
Do they even say that now?
Can they even say
milk? Well, no. Legally, they can't say it does the body good. So all they can say is got milk.
Got milk.
But what they do is this whole bait and switch. And we've talked about this so many times where it has calcium. Mm-hmm. We'd need calcium. So, hey, you must drink milk. But that's not the best source of calcium for us.
Right, right.
But they don't focus on all of the other stuff that's in there.
Well, no, they get you focused on that one little thing, calcium. And they tell you that that's the source. It is a source, but they don't talk about, is it the best source?
Yes.
And so now you're worried about getting this one little nutrient. Mind you, plant-based foods have all these nutrients your body needs.
Do you worry about where you get your boron?
Right.
No. Did you even know your body needs boron? Probably not.
But they've got you so focused on protein and not getting your protein, and not getting your calcium, all these things that are just, for the most part, it is ludicrous. I mean, it's crazy, but that is the enemy's job, to get you distracted, to keep you distracted from what you need to have. He doesn't have to worry about getting you to do a lot of the wrong thing if he can keep you from doing the right thing. There's so many different ways he can do that. I mean, he might just keep you distracted from doing the right thing, or he might have you getting a lot of the wrong thing. Or you might have you getting a lot of the wrong thing that takes place of the right thing in your life. I mean, there's so many different ways that can go for you. Odds are he's doing some of each. But if he can just keep you distracted or make you think it's restrictive and hard, you'll never even look into it.
You won't even fight it. You just will shy away from it.
Or if you look into it and you try it and you find one new favorite and then another new favorite, it's like our last episode. Go back and listen to that episode where we talk about how so many people aren't willing to keep showing up and doing the same simple thing over and over again, but you're going to get success by doing that. But he makes you think it's hard. Oh, it's going to be so hard. Oh, it's restrictive. You're going to feel deprived. You're going to need cheat days. All that built-in dieting mentality because you've spent so much of your life trying to diet because you thought that's what you were supposed to do, and it's not your fault. We're not laying any judgment or blame here on you at all. We've seen people struggle with it. We've struggled with trying to figure out what to do with our health years ago, and we found the answer here so simply right at the beginning of the word.
Thought of an analogy here, but it's not a car analogy.
Oh, man.
So let's say I'm going from where I am to, I don't know, 20, 30 feet away from here. Now, I could jump 20 or 30 feet.
Okay.
That would be hard. I don't even know if that's humanly possible, but it would be extremely hard. Maybe I've got some springs on my feet or something, but it would be hard. Or I can walk over there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's 1 foot in front of the other. My stride might be a foot, foot and a half. I'm making small incremental changes. But I will get there. It's not hard. I just have to keep taking steps.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm over here worried about, well, what if I could build me a jetpack and, you know, a trampoline mm-hmm. or some kind of device to get me over there? I just try to jump it. That's hard.
Right.
That's impossible.
Don't you think sometimes he gets you distracted on all the different ways you could get over there?
Yes.
Think about that for a minute. Like
somebody on YouTube figured out a way to do it, mm-hmm. and now I've got to try to incorporate that in my life,
mm-hmm.
but it's really either difficult or not possible or just whatever.
And you're stuck trying to figure out the way. And so he gets you stuck. And that is what we wanted to talk to you about today. You get distracted on all these little possibilities many times before you know the way. Like whole plant foods are the way to heal your body. There is no doubt about it. Not only is it in the Word, it has been in the nutritional research for years. We've experienced it in our lives. Our clients experience it on a regular basis, reversing diabetes, reversing digestive issues they've had for 14 years and had to take medication for. They're off the medication feeling great. Headaches gone. Neck pain, 9 out of 10, completely vanished. Autoimmune diseases vanishing. I mean, I could go on and on. Cholesterol going down, blood pressure back to normal. These are the foods. But so many times when you don't even know this is the route, you don't know this is the food, you get distracted with all the keto, paleo, all these different things that are not going to get you the results, long-term lasting results that you need because it's not addressing the root problem. But then when you figure out, okay, it's whole food plant-based, you know, I really do believe these are the foods that are going to help me, you struggle making whole food plant-based stick. You keep coming back and trying it, and then you leave again and you do something else because you get distracted. Because you feel like it's hard.
Restrictive.
You feel like it's restrictive. Why? Because you get stuck within the confines of what you know is right. Okay, so God has confines of what is right, what is righteous with him in his word about different actions and things we're to do. We know that whole plant foods are good for us, according to Genesis 1:29, right? We know that they're going to help us thrive. We know that. So eat more of the five power foods. But then you get into whole food plant-based and you're going, well, should I eat more fresh or more frozen? I mean, if I eat blueberries, should I eat them fresh or frozen? What about mangoes? Should they be fresh or frozen? Should I eat blackberries fresh or frozen? And you get stuck in these things that don't really matter, where within his boundaries, many times he gives us freedom to choose. He wants you to use your creativity. He's blown the breath of life into you. He is a created being, and you are created in his image. It's beautiful. So use your creative license within those areas of what will work for you. It's not unrighteous to eat a frozen versus a fresh berry. Like, just stay within the bounds of, okay, I'm not going to add the oil because that isn't good for me. It's going to make me feel sluggish. It's going to stop up my veins.
It's going to inflame me.
It's going to stop up my arteries, my vessels. It's going to make me feel bad. It's going to make me hurt. Trust me. I know the oils will make you, if you're hurting and you're still eating oils and you're thinking, I'm eating whole food plant-based and I don't know what to do, drop the oils.
Stop the oils.
You're going to drop them now and write me 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, and let me know how you're doing. Because I'm telling you, I don't care if you think it's the healthiest oil in the world, drop it. Just drop it and see what happens to that and your weight. You won't believe. It's amazing. But within the boundaries of eating the five power foods and dropping the oil and eating less salt and those types of things that we know we need to do, right? The whole plant foods. So within that, use some creative license. Enjoy the creativity that he's given you. Okay. At first, maybe you feel like, I really just need a straight up recipe. Go get the Power on Plants cookbook. It'll walk you straight through. If you're in the membership, get into the Power on Plants cookbook, your membership exclusive edition. It's got all my latest recipes. You won't lack for things to start with or things to do. But within that, I want you to start taking recipes, and I'm teaching you now, how do you use those recipes as a suggestion? So maybe I have fresh blueberries in there, but you could use frozen because that's what you have and you don't have any fresh in your fridge right now. Start getting a little creative. Don't be afraid you're going to mess it up. You're not going to mess it up. If you don't like it as well, switch it back out next time. But I want you to start using what you have, learning how, one of our clients says, shop from your pantry. She loves to shop. She wanted to learn. Her goal was to learn to shop from her pantry and her fridge and her freezer from what she had. And this is one way you can do that. Stop worrying. Stop. Because when you start worrying about it, you're frozen. It's like analysis paralysis. You can't move. And so you're stuck there. And all of a sudden, whole food plant-based is hard. It's restrictive. I can only eat fresh blueberries and they have to be organic. No, just get the food. Eat the five power foods. Just eat them.
Are you having fun and getting some helpful tips today? Then please leave Mom and Dad a review because they love getting to know you more.
Friend, we hope you're enjoying this episode as much as we love sharing it with you. It's our prayer that it's inspiring you and filling you with hope. If so, would you stop right now and share this podcast with another woman who's been praying for a health breakthrough? It would be a huge blessing to us if you'd take a few seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts too. And now, back to the episode.
Another example would be if a recipe calls for zucchini, but you don't have zucchini, put squash in there. Or maybe kidney beans, but you don't have any. Cranberry beans, they're very similar. Branch out. But you have to open your eyes. We were given the analogy before of how all of this is behind a curtain. Pull the curtain back. Open your eyes to all the different plant foods that are out there.
Yes.
So there's so much variety, so much out there to explore. Go explore.
Yes.
Have fun. Use that creativity. Don't get stuck if a recipe has certain ingredients and you don't have one of them. Make a substitution. Omit it. Add it. Sometimes we've seen recipes, we might add a little corn. Mm-hmm. Or we might add some frozen peas to it at the very end to just kind of warm them up.
Yeah.
So you get those little bursts of flavors and textures, maybe sweetness. Be creative. This is kind of like chemistry that you can eat.
Chemistry in the kitchen.
Chemistry in the kitchen.
Love that.
Yes. But it's not going to blow up your house or, you know, singe your eyebrows. I mean,
you don't have to wear goggles. None of that.
This is something that you can eat and have fun with it.
Right. And use the ideas of others as you go. You need to be surrounded by other people who are on this journey, who are walking the same path to learn how to eat more whole plant foods because they want to live out God's call for their life. That last part, it's really important. It's not just you want plant-based community. You need one where people are on the same path as you. They want to support your dreams. I mean, you can go into our group and you can share, you know, God's placed a dream in my life of this, and I need somebody to pray with me about it while I'm trying to get my body well. Get in there and learn how to get your body well and start taking those small steps. Y'all, I get so intense sometimes, and I know I sound like I'm angry because this stuff lights me up because I know that I know that I know that you can have more freedom in your life in the future, this year, and in all the years to come than you have right now. I know that you can. Even if you started gaining freedom, keep walking this path. Get Inside Podcast Insider's experience. Go to powerownplants.com/PIE and get in there. And what I want you to do is start using other suggestions as you go. I want you to post your stuff. You've got to be clicking and posting what you tried. I tried this. It didn't work. What do you think I should do next time? I tried that and it worked. That was great. I love that. Now somebody else has got a great idea of what they can try. Start using the people's ideas as suggestions, though. This is where it can, again, become restrictive. Oh, look how Susie did that. Look at her. She made this, and it has this and that. I could never learn to do that. Yes, you can. It's not hard. Ask Susie what she did. Find out what she did. Get those ingredients in your house and make it. Well, I have everything, but that I don't have that. I can't make it. Yes, you can. How can you make it without that? Oh, she had mushrooms in there. Well, ask her what else you could use instead if you don't have mushrooms, right? There's always some excuse that's planted in our minds of why we can't. How can you? How can you? Jared and I say this all the time. It's not I can't. It's how can I?
Well, and I would say a bigger lesson too is, and what I hear here is I can't succeed with the, and right now we're talking about with whole food plant-based, but that really could be any part of your life. You're saying to yourself, I can't succeed. No. Ask yourself, how can I succeed? What is going to be that thing that gets you over the roadblock? Mm-hmm. Maybe a mindset. Maybe it's an ingredient swap. Whatever it is, look for it. Then when you find it, you're a little bit stronger. You've got a little more freedom. You're a little more ahead of the game.
Absolutely.
Whatever it is.
One step at a time. Another step. And before long, just imagine if you did that every day, what your life's going to look like at the end of this year. Whatever year this is when we're talking to you, what is it going to look like 1 month, 2 months, 12 months down the road? You could be in a completely different place, like one of our members who's just said, I'm now feeling so good. And literally, I think it's been 8 weeks for her or something like that. I'm feeling so good, y'all. I'm so excited. I'm birthing this business that God placed in my heart years ago, and she's going to be helping people through grief. Think about how much change that's going to bring into the world. That is the kind of blessing she was meant to live in. She's going to have favor on that because she's following a dream that God's given her. She's using her imagination. She's praying and asking His direction. She knows the dream He's birthed into her. Maybe you don't know what the dream is yet. You will. You will. You start taking these steps and feeling better. You're going to dream like you never dreamed before because you'll have the bandwidth. You'll have the mental clarity to do it. Eating these foods cleans your body. All of a sudden, I'm thinking clearer. I have ideas I've never had before. You better just go right now, sister, and get yourself a notebook. Brother, get yourself a manly notebook. Have it right there with your pen. Keep it by your bedside. God's going to wake you up with dreams. We're praying for you to have dreams. You're going to have the old dreams that you had before. If those are the dreams He still has for you, they're going to start showing up more. You're going to be able to put yourself into places, into proximity with people that you would have never met before because you could not get out of the house that day because you didn't feel good. That's not going to be your story anymore. So go right now and get Inside Podcast Insider's experience at powerandplants.com/PIE. Start looking at what other people are doing, posting what you're doing, ask questions. What would you make? I have this thing. Look at what other people are doing and don't say, I can't do that because. Listen, what method will work best for me when I make this, when I try to do this? What ingredients would I like best? What flavor-wise would light me up? What would make it the simplest for me? Would it be easier for me to make it in my oven than in the Instant Pot like they did? Ask away. Hey, do y'all think I can make this in my oven? Like, Start asking and relying on each other and learning and growing together. You are going to skyrocket yourself to some areas in life you're not even going to believe what's about to happen for you. I'm so excited for you. Implementing these strategies is going to cause you to find the joy in living. I had whole food plant-based living in my notes, but I'm just going to say this is going to help you find joy in living whole food plant-based because you're going to love it and you're never going to want to go back. But it's going to help you find the joy in life. You want to live a full, active life. You dream of it. I know you do. And you feel like, how is that even possible for me? When I'm standing in the shower with tears running down my face because my arms hurt so bad, when my fingers touch my scalp because I have such bad pain. That was my story. I would sit there literally trying to wash my hair. And I remember thinking other people are washing their hair right now and they don't even appreciate it. Whatever that is for you, I know what that's like. And I know that there is life and joy and freedom on the other side. Start getting more whole plant foods. Get them in the way that you enjoy, one new favorite at a time, because if you enjoy it, because it's quick and it's simple and delicious, and you've got to learn the way to make it those three things, you are going to become unstoppable. We have loved sharing this with you. This lights us up. You are prayed for. You are loved. And we will see you again next time on Power on Plants.